The Secret of a Good Night's Sleep, written by Cecil and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky/Clint. Summary. Bucky has been a super soldier for decades, but he has never realized what that means for his sense of smell. Well, at least it helps him sleep. The first time it happens, Bucky doesn't even realize what he's doing. It's in the middle of the night, so late that no one apart from him is awake. Well, except for Jarvis, probably, but he's an AI, so Bucky isn't sure if he even needs sleep. Bucky roams the upper kitchen of the tower, opening and closing the fridge, the pantry, and several random cupboards more than once in a futile attempt to find something to occupy his spiraling thoughts with. He is so desperate that he brews himself a coffee, the familiar moves and scent settling at least some of his nerves for a bit. The most infuriating thing is that Bucky didn't even have a nightmare or a flashback to trigger this damn restlessness, and yet his body feels as if it's in the aftermath of one, which makes no sense at all. And it sucks. With a quiet, restless huff, Bucky abandons the kitchen as a failure and trundles down to the huge couch, his coffee securely wrapped in his right hand. The heat is a welcome distraction from the nervous buzzing that is running through his body like an electric stream. But it's not enough. Maybe some of the clutter that is strewn around the couch can distract him enough to finally settle for the night. He sits himself carefully into the overly soft cushions and lets his gaze drift. There are several books, three laptops, and even some newspapers strewn around. Newspapers made out of real, old-fashioned paper. Bucky wonders idly if Tony will throw one of his fits if he finds them in the morning. Which is probably exactly why someone, Steve if Bucky had to guess, had brought them into the tower in the first place. Riling each other up seems to be Steve's and Tony's favorite pastime these days. With the vague hope that something in there will be interesting enough to capture his thoughts, Bucky sets his cup of coffee on the oversized coffee table and picks one of the newsletters up. It's fashioned after the newspapers he remembers from before the war, but it contains only summaries of the newest fantasy books from a publisher Bucky has never heard of before. While he flips through the pages, not really seeing anything, he leans back and a scent hits his nose that has his eyes fluttering shut involuntarily. It's a weird mix of coffee and a rich musk that calms the tingling sensation in his limbs that had kept him up all night in a way that Bucky never has experienced before. It's as if he's hit with a tidal wave of calmness that would be disconcerting in any other circumstance. But Bucky is alone, no one is close enough to drug him with anything that could knock him out, so he lets his head fall back onto the source of the smell. Without even really realizing what he's doing, he curls up on his side and presses his face into the sweater that is thrown haphazardly over the back of the couch. He drifts off before he can think about whose sweater he's cuddling in the middle of the living room. Bucky takes the sweater to his room when he wakes up several hours later to Tony loudly complaining about paper in his high-tech tower. He falls back asleep, wrapped up in the sweater, for several more hours the second his head hits the pillow. The next time it happens, Bucky steps out of the shower after sparring, first with Natasha, then with Steve, and finally even with Thor, in a futile attempt to get his body to feel tired. Of course, it didn't help. It never does. Not in the way he needs it to. And Steve won't let him tire himself out in a way he had done while still under Hydra. Which is why Bucky finds himself still full of restless energy, even with his whole body aching after the intense workout. With a towel draped over his head to prevent dripping everywhere, Bucky doesn't really pay attention to which locker he's plundering for fresh clothes. Only when he pulls a hoodie over his head that is at least several sizes too big does he realize that this is actually not his own locker. It's the same smell from several nights ago that hits him full in the face as he drags the soft material down, almost drowning in the huge thing. It's the most purple piece of clothing Bucky has ever seen in his life, but if he's honest, he doesn't really care at the moment. Because his eyes finally, finally feel heavy, and his thoughts become slow and sluggish as a wave of calm and safety hits him out of nowhere. The calmness hits Bucky so hard that he is almost instantly out like a light right then and there in the middle of the locker room. It costs him the last remnants of his strength to drag his tired ass to his room before he collapses on his bed. He sleeps for almost 14 hours straight. Those are not the only occurrences where Bucky stumbles into abandoned hoodies or sweaters strewn around the tower that help him fall asleep. His bedroom is filled up more and more with hoodies and sweaters that are all ridiculously big on him. He only drops them back off to the places he found them after the last remnants of the original owner's scent vanish from the clothes. "Where the heck is my hoodie?" Clint mumbles frantically, while haphazardly throwing blankets, cushions, and the ever-growing collection of newspapers and magazines through the room. Bucky is still wrapped up in the enormous hoodie he had liberated from the shooting range the night before when he stumbles into the room after sleeping another heavenly 8 hours. He stops dead in his tracks and can only blink tiredly at the ever-growing chaos Clint is producing. His brain refuses to come up with any kind of explanation for what is happening in front of his eyes. Deciding that he's not awake enough for this, Bucky just shakes his head and makes his way past Clint to stumble into the kitchen, following his nose to the smell of freshly brewed coffee. He pours himself a cup and, after 2 sips, decides to be nice to his fellow Avenger and gets another cup for Clint. Seeing Clint without coffee in his hands just feels wrong, and that is something Bucky can help with, so he does. And who knows, maybe Clint can figure out whatever else is going on after he has another dose of caffeine. Balancing the 2 cups with hands that are almost swallowed up completely by 2 long sleeves and on a brain that is half asleep is no easy feat. Bucky is proud of himself when he manages to step up to the other man without spilling even 1 drop of his precious cargo. He gently taps Clint on the shoulder with the mug he brought for him, his mouth not yet ready to produce words. "Thanks, Buck," Clint sighs, and plucks the coffee out of his fingers. Bucky grunts in acknowledgement before he turns to head back to his room, vaguely thinking about crashing again after his coffee. "Wait," Clint calls after him incredulously. "Is that my hoodie?" The end. Author's end notes. Bucky doesn't have to scavenge the tower for hoodies that smell like Clint after that morning anymore, because he now has the source himself wrapped around him at all times of the day. Podficker's note. This is a bit of an early Christmas present for Cecil. I hope you enjoy.